He said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
It's December and it's snowing outside and it's going to snow out there and it's a wonderful day.
There is a lot of snow and a lot of clothes you got to put on. I'll tell you, I get so bundled up I can practically even move. But that's where we live and that's what's going on. Fresh out. It's lovely for walking if there's no wind. It's beautiful for walking.
I had a lovely morning walk this morning. It's my day off from the gym, and I'm just delighted to go out and breathe in that nice, clean air. But I saw someone actually running the other day. It was like minus 14, and I was going, my goodness, how is it that they can do that? But some people can cope with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I guess it's what they eat, right?
What they eat, their metabolism, their biochemistry. Some people do better in the cold. I'm not one of those people, but some people do better in the cold. So what's cooking?
What's cooking? I was trying to get the drift about what they eat. What's cooking? Hello? What's cooking is stuffed potato skins. Oh, my. This is a very hearty meal. And you don't need a fork or knife or even a plate to eat this. You just pick it up with your hands. And everybody loves it.
Sounds like a lot of carbs to me.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Hello. You know when I made these? I made these on Halloween night. Do you remember?
That's a good night.
Because we did not have any chocolate or anything sweet, nothing at all. No treats at all. This was our treat, was the stuffed potato skin.
So I guess it depends what you stuff them with, right?
Absolutely. You can stuff them with a multitude of things. So what you want to do is you want to get a nice russet potato, the nice big potato. You want to wash it, you want to prick it with a fork, and just put it on the rack, the oven rack, and you want to bake it until it's soft at 375, a high oven, around 45 minutes to an hour. You always want to check it. You want to squeeze it with your hands, with the oven mitt on, of course. Make sure that it's soft to touch. You take it out of the oven, you let it cool. Once it's cool, then you want to cut it in half lengthwise, and then you want to scoop out the potato, leaving about, I don't know, about an eighth of an inch potato around the sides. And then the potato that you mash, that you've taken out, put it in a bowl and set it aside. Now you can use this, or you don't have to use it. You can throw it out, whatever you want to do. Now you can do whatever you want inside that potato skin. The sky's the limit. You can use the mashed potato by whipping it together with any ingredient. I added the potato, some sautéed ground bison with onion, and black beans. Then I refilled that potato skin, and I reheated it in the oven until it was hot, because everything had cooled down by then. And then what we topped it with was some salsa, some avocado, and a dash of sour cream. And that was our Halloween treat.
You know, a good name for that would be bison bean potato skins.
I guess you could do that.
Because that name catches my interest immediately. Like, you know, I love bison.
I see, yes.
And it's got meat, and it's got protein, and lots of creatine. So that sounds like a wonderful combo.
Well, everybody loved it. And if you hear anything in the background, that's our granddaughter. Anyway, it's so filling. Now, we had some big guys here eating, like big football players, and just really heavy-duty 6'5" guys eating it. And they had two of them. So if I bought 6 big potatoes, cut them in half, that made 12 dishes. 12 stuffed potatoes. So there was lots to go around, and the guys had 2 of them, and they were full.
And this is definitely finger food.
This is definitely finger food. I would say you can have it for, like, the football games, when you have somebody at your house for a football match. It's great for kids' parties, depending on what you fill it with. Just a great to take it to a potluck party. It's really easy. It's not messy. I didn't find it was messy.
My favorite part is the skin itself. I love the skins. I love yam skins and potato skins.
So like I said, the sky's the limit when you're wanting to put the stuffing in the potato. Next time, I think I'm going to do some spinach and onions and feta. Ooh, doesn't that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds really good. I guess the rule is just stuff them with whole food.
Yes,
just
exactly.
Use good hearty ingredients.
You don't even have to have anything baked in it. You could put like a Greek salad in it. You can put a Caesar salad in it. You can do whatever you want. Just get creative. You've got this little potato skin there, and that acts as a bowl, right?
Right, and what do you do to get creative when you can't think of something? Don't you Google it? Tell us about that technique.
Yeah, I just get an idea, and I just Google it, and then I see all these ideas, and then I just kind of change it up into a whole food. Like if it asks for white sugar, I may do coconut palm sugar or some honey, depending. You know, I just, you know, you just change it up. That's all I do. So I wouldn't suggest eating a lot of these all the time, although they're so good, you'll want to eat them all the time because they're pretty heavy duty. And you can make this dish ahead of time, and then you can just reheat it and then add the toppings that you want. Russet potatoes are the best for baking, roasting, or microwaving. Russets tend to break up during cooking, so they don't recommend them for boiling or salads or things like scalloped potatoes. There's many other different types of potatoes. Do you know how many types of potatoes there are, Corey? How many varieties?
Thousands and thousands, I would assume.
5,000. Now, I don't know.
Now, how do we know that it's not 4,999?
Well, it could, because possibly it could be. But most of these, up to 3,000 of them, are found in the Andes alone, mainly in Peru, Bolivia, Ecuador, Chile, and Colombia. So those South Americans are eating lots of potatoes.
Yeah. Combine that with some llama meat, huh? That's what we could stuff it with, some llama meat.
Oh, there you go.
So but anyway, I like the bison bean and beer idea. I just thought of that one, too.
That sounds good. So, you know, like, it's party food. It's really, it's a great party food. And believe me, after you eat that, you're not going to want to eat a chocolate bar or a piece of cake. You're satisfied.
Yeah, absolutely. It just proves the point we've always been trying to make. You don't need to compromise and eat a bunch of crap and sell out and support these giant corporations that are killing everybody. You can make everything from scratch and enjoy the flavor sensation and texture just as much as anything else, in fact, more, knowing that it is full of micronutrients and good for your heart and your arteries.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And you feel better about it, too. Anyway, the potato has, if it's about 150 grams, you're looking at about 3-4 grams of protein. But we're scooping out the potato, right?
Right, so potatoes are not particularly high
in
protein.
No, they're not high protein. They're low fat. They're very, very high in potassium. So a 150-gram potato would give you approximately 700 milligrams of potassium. That's okay.
That's like a couple of bananas.
I know, absolutely. So it's mostly carbohydrates, and there's some fiber in there, low protein, but you're going to get lots of energy from it.
And the glycemic index, high or low?
It would be medium.
Medium to high. I think that white potatoes, maybe the russet is lower. I know that different potatoes vary in their GI index.
Yeah.
But if you add the beans, which are low, and add the bison, which is almost nil.
And yet, if you add the really high-fat sour cream, which I did, and the avocado, guacamole, holy moly, guacamole!
Yeah, right, the guacamole, the avocado, I love those things. We've been digging into those lately, haven't we?
Yeah, but you know what? Everybody just loves them. They just raved about them. So, you know, it was a hit because it really was the first time I'd ever made it, and I just didn't know what to put in it. But I thought, you know, this. So I was really excited about it, and I just wanted to share it with everybody. And I just, there you have it, stuffed potato skins.
Excellent. Well, that was wonderful, dear. Good one. Yeah, so who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Mr. Brad King.
Dun, da, da, da.
I just love listening to him speak. He's so eloquent when he speaks, and he really sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
He means what he says, and he says what he means.
Absolutely. Anyway, he is a true believer, and he's got a couple of books out.
And isn't he looking great now?
He's looking fantastic.
Awesome shade.
So, anyway, he looks fantastic. He looks better than I've ever seen him look.
I think it's an advantage to be older than you look.
Well, he was talking about, which is always interesting, the predispositions of, you know, your susceptibility to different ailments that you may have in your life. However, what it is more than that. It's about if you continue to live in the same vein as your family members who had all these problems, health problems, smoking, drinking too much, bad eating habits, not exercising, lots of stress. He really talked about that. Then you're going to set yourself up for these ailments. But you can change everything. You've got to change your programming, right? And do it. You know, just understand why you're doing this. So I think that's about the quality of the cell and how you choose to age. He talked about the chronological age. Doesn't matter. It's your biological age. It's how strong you are, how much muscle you have, and how much energy you've got. That's what it's all about. Not about how old you are, but if you're doing all the wrong things, then you know what? Come on. If you're eating freaking A&W hamburgers and McDonald's and eating chocolate ice cream DQ cake, don't you know that shit is not good for you people? Maybe once in a blue moon, but I'm talking, I know people who are my age, 55 years old, that freaking live on that stuff, and all I ever hear is about their health problems. And I just turn around and I change the subject. So you know what? There's nothing I can do for you. Really, seriously. That's what you may take kids out for a birthday party once a year, but you don't live on that stuff. So anyway...
Well, once you crack open the safe, it's hard to keep your hands out from grabbing the cash.
Right. So there you go. So, you know, this is the problem. This is what he was talking about. You don't, if you're eating this kind of stuff and you're not exercising, because usually you're going through drive-through, and usually you have high stress. And he talked about if you're not getting enough adequate protein, biological value, the high-quality protein, we're not talking about protein, we're talking about good quality protein, you will become more stressed in your life. So this is really interesting, which we know this, but it's always good to hear it again. And he talked about how by the time you are at retirement age, which would be 55 to 65 years old, you've lost a half of your lean mass by retirement. And it's all about the choices you use to fuel your body, right? So that was cool. You know, he's got some great things that he talked about. And you get that protein in.
Yeah, I love his whey protein isolate.
It's a wonderful whey protein isolate.
Unflavored, unsweetened, we've made it a staple.
Yeah.
And that is one I love to promote and tell our students to consume and buy, because we know him, and the guy that designs and formulates it and seeks it out and goes to the plant and inspects it and makes sure that it's what it's supposed to be. Well, that's what you need. That's where the reliability comes in.
Well, he talked about most people eat low-grade protein.
Yes.
He says what you want to do when you take protein in, it should be biologically and physically compatible to the human body. And what the best protein is the human breast milk. If the mother is eating correctly and doing everything she needs to do, is best, is the raw breast milk.
Yeah.
And it's got the raw casein in it. And the alpha-lactalbumin, and the body loves this. So that's what kind of protein that he offers in his protein. So what people who aren't happy, they go to the doctor, and they think the doctor knows how to make them happy by giving them drugs to take. And he says it's the tryptophan that you lose during stressful periods. And come on, let's face it. You're alive, you've got stress, right? So you need to keep having protein, small increments throughout the day, because your body doesn't store protein like it stores fat. So that's kind of like just recapping on everything that he said, and it was just fantastic. So another thing that he talked about was the rice protein, because there's a lot of new proteins coming up, vegetable proteins, that we like to mix his rice protein, which is from whole, organic, sprouted, fermented with the germ and the endosperm in it. It's not white rice protein. Right.
Right. And the rule is don't eat white rice as a general rule anyway.
Yeah. So, you know, we mix them with the whey protein isolate. We mix the rice protein or the hemp protein, and we've got a really good mix. So that's why we're doing so well. Now, one of the funny things is Brad calls himself a nutritarian.
Yes.
And which is eating for health.
Yes,
you
exactly.
Eat foods that are good for your health. Dairy Queen ice cream cake is not good for your health. Hey, it sure tastes good. And everybody... That's what ice cream cake I'm getting for my daughter for her birthday. She's 22. She ordered it. I'll have a little sliver of it, and everybody else will be eating it. So I may have a sliver of it if I don't eat too much Greek dinner. But, you know, there's a time and a place for everything. So let's get on being a nutritarian. I think we're gonna use that word a lot from Brad King. So thanks, Brad.
Yeah, right on. That was a good one. Always great to have Brad as my expert special guest. So... coming to the end of this year and the end of this He Said, She Said, give us a bit of update on CHI.
Well, my CHI news is my Bollywood class is going really, really well. I've got 10 in my troupe now, and then I'm incorporating a new dance fit class. And it was really great. You were with me, Corey, when we were walking down the street. And this girl's a postal worker, and she's in really good shape. She goes up and down these hills with 35-pound sacks, and she's in great shape. And then we were just talking about the last class I had. She goes, I was sore, she says, the next day, because we were using veils over our head and a shoulder and arm workout and back workout. So that's good. These gals who are in really good shape, I can work them. So I was happy about that. So my dance fit class is going to be getting fit through dance. So I'm pretty excited about that.
And how do you get fit through dance?
Okay, I'm working on my class right now. We're going to start January 11th. I'm going to be incorporating everything that I learned in all the classes that I've taken. And I'd like to do a little bit of floor work. Really, I'm all about using the feet. The feet, the ankles, the calf muscles, using your knees, flexing the knees, using the core or your center. We call dancers, we call it the center, using your back muscles. Just using your whole body eloquently to music, feeling the music, and just having a good time.
Well, when I was a kid, my mom used to watch Ed Allen, which is kind of a bigger version of Jack LaLanne. You know, he wore one of those Star Trek uniforms that I want to get.
Yes.
But he was kind of super fit, and all he did was just use his body.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
Calisthenics, and he got women to move their arms and their legs. I think Jack LaLanne did a lot of workouts like that. It's amazing what you can achieve just with your own body as a form of resistance.
And doing it to music that you really love is a lot of fun.
Yeah, know? And you like videos, too, because they get you going. And music.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, and then we've got Riley 2 days a week, 2 full days, I'd say, from 9 in the morning till 6 at night. That's a long haul. So I like to plan my day out with her. And what I've been doing is using the internet, and we've been doing school for half an hour each day she comes in.
That's called homeschool, dear.
Teaching her homeschooling, and she's 16 months old, so she's just still just a little tyke. But we do counting, we do colors, we do shapes, we do the alphabet, and I'm loving it. I'm singing with her and dancing with her, so I'm really enjoying it.
That's what you call time well spent.
Yes, it is. And last but not least, hopefully, we're getting our new website.
I know. It's been a labor of love.
Oh, boy.
Longer than we thought. Of course, it always does. We know that rule. It always takes 3 times longer.
That's right.
But there's a lot of stuff that goes into it, and I'm a bit of a perfectionist, as you know, and I have also had to and wanted to edit all of my articles and update everything, and there's just a ton of stuff that had to go through that process. And anyone that's written a book or put together an encyclopedia or dictionary knows how long this stuff takes. They have whole teams of people usually doing this.
Yes, I know.
So we're kind of a two-individual show. I was going to say two men, but one woman and one man.
Exactly.
And that's the way we like it. So, but no, it's going to be done soon. I've got Ryan, my great friend and CSNA student, graduate, and what a great guy he was. We just spent time with him and Jen in Ottawa, and he's helping me put a kind of a home page. He's an expert in computer graphics and website development. And so bring in people that you know, and we're all standing in the field of diamonds, right? There's diamonds all around us. So take advantage of people you know that can lend you a hand, and it's tit for tat. It's an evolutionary principle.
Absolutely. It certainly is. Anyway, I just want to wish everyone a happy holiday. Thank you for tuning in to CHI-SNU, He Said, She Said, for 2013, and I hope that your 2014 is better than ever.
Yeah, happy holiday, with an emphasis on holly. And my final word before your final word is keep on track. Keep your studies close at hand. Don't give up. Don't turn away. Keep doing what you're doing, because you're creating, planting, and the harvest will come, and it always does. But we have to have patience, we have to have faith in ourselves and in the virtue of life. So, my dear, what is your final word?
My final word is by Agnes M. Farrell. What is Christmas? It is tenderness for the past, courage for the present, hope for the future. It is a fervent wish that every cup may overflow with blessings rich and eternal, and that every path may lead to peace. All right. That is the final He Said, She Said. It's been a blast.